Okay, Hillary, tell me the story that you see in these pictures.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Jim, and he was going, and his mother sent him to the grocery store to get some food items. When Jim got in the store, he saw a big box of cookies. Jim wanted to take a box of cookies from the bottom of the pile. When Jim pulled it out, all of the cookie boxes fell down. And they all got wrecked. The storekeeper was very angry at Jim, and Jim ran out of the store.
Okay, Hillary, tell me the story that you see.
Once upon a time, there was a little there was a little dog and a little rabbit. The little dog's name was Percy, and the rabbit's name was Bob. Bob and Percy were making a sandcastle near a lake or an ocean. Bob dumped sand all over Percy's sandcastle. Bob and Percy were both shocked about the sandcastle. Percy started crying and tried to rebuild it while Bob was thinking about what he did.
Okay, Hillary, go ahead and tell me the story that you see.
Once upon a time, there was Bob and Percy got back together for a picnic. Bob had packed lots of food that he thought was very good. But Percy only had a very simple picnic, like a sandwich and juice. While Percy was eating, Bob started to feel sick. Bob passed out, and Percy went to get Dr. Peter. Percy pulled Dr. Peter towards Bob. Dr. Peter checked out the way Bob was feeling, and Bob got back up. Dr. Peter made Bob feel a lot better.
Yeah. Okay, Hillary, tell me the story that you see.
Once upon a time, Percy and Bob got together again. Percy was pulling a blue wagon with a balloon tied to it. Bob wanted to see the balloon. Bob tried to untie the balloon from Percy's wagon. Bob succeeded on doing it, and the balloon floated away. While Bob was looking up, Percy got really mad at him. While Percy was being angry, and Bob walked, saw that a balloon bunny was standing on the sidewalk, and he walked over to him. Percy started looking at Bob while he picked out another balloon for Percy. But now he noticed that the balloons were 5 cents and he did not have any money. Well, Percy came up behind him and started looking at the balloon. Bob saw that Dr. Peter was on the sidewalk and ran over to her. Bob pointed to the balloon bunny, pointed to Dr. Peter, to the balloon bunny and Percy. Dr. Peter paid for two balloons, one for Percy and one for Bob. Now Percy and Bob are happy.
Hillary, go ahead and tell me the story you see in this fun.
Today we meet Ella Elephant and George Giraffe. Ella was playing with a ball, and she threw it in the pool that George and Ella were at. While Ella was standing there, George swam in and tried to get Ella's ball. George got Ella's ball and swam back to her. Ella was very happy with George. George was very proud of himself.
The end. Okay, Hillary, tell me the story that you see.
Percy and Bob Ella and George are still at the pool, and they are looking into the water. Ella wants to go off the diving board. George and Ella try to run to the diving board, but Ella slips. Ella hurts her knee and starts to cry. George helps her, and the life elephant The lifeguard elephant key comes to help. The lifeguard elephant puts a bandage on Ella's knee. The lifeguard elephant also helps Ella up on a bench. George tries to help too. Ella did not see the no running sign at the first page of this story, and the lifeguard elephant gets angry.
Okay, go ahead, Hillary. Tell me the story here.
George and Ella are still at the pool. George has an airplane with him. George is making the airplane do tricks in front of Ella, and Ella is looking a little bit strange. Then Ella grabs the airplane from George and looks at it constantly. Then Ella accidentally drops the plane in the pool, and George does not look very happy. George gets very, very angry at Ella for dropping the plane in the pool. The lifeguard elephant looks at the airplane, and so does George, while Ella tries to sneak away. The lifeguard elephant stops her and wants Ella to explain what happened to the airplane. The lifeguard elephant tries to reach over the pool and get the airplane for George. When he cannot reach it, George gets on his knees and starts to cry. Ella's mother comes with a pool net, and I think she is trying to get the airplane. Ella's mom is really, really close to getting it, and the lifeguard elephant is looking happy, and George still has a few tears in his eyes. When Ella's mom gets George's airplane for him, George is really happy. Now George has his airplane back, and they are looking more playful.